Okay, here we go. Parm Tavshim Pei Gimel. Alonish Beli Nishmas. Esetil Bas. Whoever Grail Pinchas. The Gemara tells us a brachas. Gedol Shemishal Yosim in the Midel. Greater is helping the tzaddikim, and by helping the Talmidei Chacham, greater than their own Torah learning it itself. And every year we try to understand. We try to collect different ma'isim on learning from the Gedolim Davka for the Ayantim, specifically on Purim. Purim by Rav Shteinman and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Zechusim Yogin Alein. First ma'isa goes Rav Shteinman, the last two is by Rav Chaim. The first ma'isa goes is that there was a collector on one Purim morning, early Purim morning, came to Rav Shteinman. And he said the following: our organization determines to give $5,000 to a poor Talmid Chacham here in Bnei Brak. However, although he desperately needs the money, he's a pretty proud man who refuses to accept tzedakah from us. The only way he's going to accept it is if Rav Shteinman, he's talking in third person now, if the Rav personally gives him the money, since he will not refuse the Rav. Can the Rav please deliver, says the organization, to the money to this needy man? We collected the $5,000. He needs it. He won't. He's a pretty proud man. But if the Rav gives it to him, then he'll accept it. Rav Shteinman willingly agreed to deliver the money, even on such a busy day, and the tzedakah collector gave Rav Shteinman the funds. However, what happened is that Purim unfolded and the noise and confusion and the endless stream of visitors was forever. What happened was the money was stolen. Rav Shteinman was anguished. The next day he called the tzedakah organization. He said, by the letter of the law, I am not chayev to repay the money. I never accepted responsibility to guard the money. I was simply a messenger sent to deliver it. I was a shliach. Was it a shomer? As such, I am technically blameless. I'm not required because it was stolen. The $5,000 was stolen from his house on Purim Day. Shemirachin. Says Rav Shteinman, however, before long, I'm going to be in the Olam Haba. And I'm going to be asked about the missing money. And there in Shemayim, I'm going to be held responsible to some degree. Even though I'm not chayv, I'm going to be held responsible to some degree. Therefore, I'm going to pay it all back. On Purim, I already gave the intended recipient a generous donation of my own money. And today, I applied for a loan from the Gemach. Because Rav Shteinman says that at the end of the day, I gave a little bit to that $5,000, but now I'm gonna pay for all of it. I'm gonna try to get from the Gemach, and I will give the entire sum of $5,000 to the poor Talmid Chacham, and we'll pay the Gemach in installments. And Rav Shteinman added forcefully, "It's true that in incurring a large debt to clear myself of any doubt, I'm responsible for the debt. Be aware, though, that it's well worth it." It's well worth it. Even to get rid of some little suffering, it's well worth it, paying even $150,000 or more to ensure that in Shemayim they'll ask you one last question when you stand trial. Rav Shteinman had no obligation, zero obligation by the letter of the law, to pay the $5,000 that was stolen from his house. Yet, Rav Shteinman teaches us that every action and every word is so special, and Hashem's going to ask upon us. Even one last question in Shemayim is worth it. And Rav Shteinman went above the letter of the law. L'malam mitatava. And maybe this is Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The way you act towards others, the way you judge others, the way you will act, Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge you. Especially Purim, everything's so chaotic that Ben Adam L'Chaver doesn't go out the door. And we're going to see for the next Maaser. Ben Adam L'Chaver to be so... It's an essential part of Purim. Lech Yenosos Kol Yehudim. Right, says the whole Indian of Purim is lechinos. Esther before her whole thing it was achdus. Before I go into achdus, I need achdus. Achdus. Rav Shteinman said, "I'm not. Yes, halachic level of the law, I don't have to pay. But one last question: to what Purim is all about? The Avodas Hashem is all about it. Ma'aser number two. The last two ma'aser comes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zuchusin Yog Alinu Yartzei coming up on Shishan Purim. The story goes that he was asked by a visitor whether it's appropriate for a young girl to dress up on Purim as the member of a religious group with a distinctive dress code that is ridiculed by many. Right? As a Purim joke, as a Purim costume, are you allowed to... They asked Rav Chaim, are you allowed to... Is this a girl? Didn't say what age she is. But it's a specific tznius. Obviously, it would be very tzenua, but it's like a little bit of a shtuch to the other group. Rav Chaim answered sternly, if dressing up this way is degrading to any person or any group, it's usur. Even on Purim, it is usur to degrade another person. Rav Chaim is saying, yes, you want to be in the Purim Dika moment, Purim Dika spirit, Gevaldik. Don't think that the Gemara and Brachas, Mem Gimel Amad Beis, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai tells us that better to go into a fire furnace than embarrass someone. Says, yeah, you want to dress up? Beautiful. But on Purim, also to degrade another person, also to degrade another group, to be very careful on Purim, says Rav Chaim, when they're better on Dom Lachaviru, and Maisa number 3 with Rav Chaim. They came to Rav Chaim to ask another question. A person was entrusted with a significant sum of money to be used for tzedakah, and he had two options on how to spend that money. Either he could set up a Talmud Torah, a kailo for Purim morning, and give a small sum each to several hundred people who gather to study Torah on Purim, or he could give the money to poor families for their Pesach needs in a month, giving a larger sum to each to a few families. Which is preferable? Purim morning, people studying Torah, to a lot of people, or to Pesach in a month, but to fewer families? Beautiful. Only Rav Chaim can answer this. Rav Chaim answered that it is a rule. It's preferable to give tzedakah to more people, even if you give each person less. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, it would be better to pay many people to learn Torah, since he can give each person less than he would if you were covering Pesach needs. Basically, then you'll be able to affect more people studying and less people giving the Pesach. You give part morning. Maybe you could say also, Mitzvah Bal Yochai Atach Mitzano. Good, that's not what Rav Chaim said. Rav Chaim said, more people get affected, give that tzedakah to them. And at the end of the day, this is also brought down in the halacha. Make sure to, on Purim, be very careful, be able to learn Torah. But Rav Chaim teaches us, specifically when it comes to tzedakah, you can't just, you have to make sure you're following the letter of the law, you're following the halacha. Just can't just be any random. You got to see who's getting infected. The more people have the impact, the more people get it. Love this three ma'ases. Shmi Zocha, Rabbi Nachman tells us that, you know, the non-Jews put their, Rav Weinberger loves us. Rav Weinberger says from Rabbi Nachman, the end of life, he started sharing stories. Rabbi Nachman said, the non-Jews put their kids to sleep with stories, but the Jews keep their kids alive with stories. Gidol Shemisha Yoisim Imudah Brochas Zayin Mabez. To understand every single mice of every tzaddik is so special. Shvizorcha, that even though we don't have physically Rav Shteim and Rav Chaim with us in this world, but we have their Torah, we have their maisim, and we act towards like them, caring about other people, going on the meditava, and really showing sensitivity, then we have them as well, like the Mori Naim tells us. We don't have the tzaddik, but you have the tzaddik's Torah, you have the tzaddik. You have the tzaddik. Good form.